This felt today like a somewhat less frightening version of the day Rudy Gobert tested positive in March 2020. And it's not 2020. We have vaccines and protocols and much more knowledge, but just in the sense that it feels like troublesome things are coming. So where are we at right now with the NHL, Pierre?
I asked the NHL, is there any way if we're staring at a potential pause on the season? And the response I got from the league source was no.
We are Five Hole Fantasy Hockey. Today, I got myself, Zach, and with me is Mike Rogerson.
Hey there.
You can catch us at FHF Hockey. Join the Discord. We got the weekend preview coming up. I even said, like, in our little chat just between the three of us earlier, I said the weekend previews are like maybe my favorite show of the week. I don't know why, but I always like the weekend previews because it's like the kind of like it's like the end of the race. So like,
yeah,
you want to make good decisions going into the weekend. And I always try to like maximize all that. And I try to plan my stuff out so that way on Sunday, I'm in a good position where I can already have a player on my team and hopefully an extra pickup in my back pocket in case I need it. First starting up, we're going to do the injuries. And dude, injuries, there really are no injuries. This is just a big old fucking COVID update is what it is. And in all honesty, it's getting pretty crazy. We started the last time with the Flames, and there's no reason not to start with them this time. Eric Goodbranson, Rasmus Anderson, Byron Fraze, all added to the Calgary COVID-19 list. It is going to be rough sledding. If they are going to be end up, like, if they are actually going to be coming back, which supposedly they're supposed to be, but if the Flames actually do play on Saturday, are you picking anybody up from a gutted team like the Flames?
I try to avoid it myself. I mean, the one guy who is possible is Blake Coleman.
No lie, I dropped Blake Coleman today.
I've dropped him all over the place as well, but
in fact, I dropped him for Anthony Stolarz.
Yeah, I haven't been a fan of him for a while. We wanted to like him, but after a kind of a good start, he's kind of sucks. I would be avoiding Calgary. I mean, this is a pretty serious outbreak, so the whole team's going to be sluggish when they get back, to say the least. So unless you can get some kind of steal, like somebody gets dropped because of this COVID, like if someone's crazy and drops like a Lindholm or Mangiapane or something, then pick them up.
Oh, but nobody's going to drop Lindholm. Somebody might drop Mangiapane, but I don't think anyone's going to drop Lindholm. You do that, then you're a dumbass.
Seen crazier. Mangiapane's up to 80% owned now, so people love him. But if someone, I mean, he'd probably be the one guy who someone might get freaked out and drop that's worth picking up. But I mean, other than that, I just wouldn't risk it, like, because all the good players are owned.
You know, I do have to agree with you. I am also staying away from any of the Flames players on Saturday. Like I said, I dropped Blake Coleman for an Anthony Stolarz game tonight. I saw that he was starting and boom, I dropped him. On top of the fact that really Saturday is a really heavy day. So likely, you know, I don't know that I'm going to need a Blake Coleman. Am I going to keep my eye on him and, you know, pick him back up when he does start scoring? Because it will happen again. He's not going to just, you know, score one point every 12 games for the rest of the year. That is not going to happen. So I'm going to keep a close eye on him. I did drop him today. I'm actually almost more inclined to pick up a player from Columbus for that day. If I'm going to pick up a player from that game, I'm going to pick up a player from Columbus if they actually do play. Remember, I'm always going to say that. Now, hear me out here, Raj. Eric Robinson has 3 goals and 3 assists in his last 6 games. And he's doing all this from the fourth line and with no power play time. And I know that's not like frosting on the cake, but he does get over 15 minutes a game. Is a dual eligible winger, so he's left wing and right wing. If you've been seeing any of the games, like, he's really been stepping up into the rush lately. Are you at all interested in a crazy Eric Robinson stream?
Oh, man.
Because I kind of am. I'm not going to lie. I kind of am. That's why I'm throwing his name out there. I kind of am.
It's fun, but on a day like that where you don't really need to be taking risks, I don't know if I would. Like, because think about on a day like...
Unless you're in a super risky league. I feel like it would be fun to pick him up and be like, I fucking hit on that Eric Robinson pickup.
On Saturday, everybody's entire bench is also full. So it means you're going to have players on the bench. Plus, you're going to have to probably end up benching a decent player, hoping that this 0% owned guy comes through for you.
But I find it hard to fill right wing slots, man. I find it hard to fill right wing slots. That's like why a Ryan Hartman has stayed on my team, because he's a right winger and he's somebody that I can, you know, plug into that spot. I'm always having problems filling right winger spots.
If you're in need, that would be a fun one. He sure is hot. So you could try it.
Okay. Dude, I really put all of myself into that one. I'm sorry I couldn't sell you on that. Maybe somebody else will be sold on Eric Robinson and the crazy stream that might be for Saturday. More COVID. And this is somebody that Calgary played. The Hurricanes. My hometown Carolina Hurricanes down here in Raleigh. More COVID news, unfortunately. Jordan Staal, Steven Lorenz, Ian Cole, and Andrei Svechnikov have all been added to the list, with Aho and Jarvis already on it. Now, Boston's COVID list isn't particularly long, but it is impactful nonetheless. Craig Smith, Patrice Bergeron, and Brad Marchand are all in protocol for Boston. Now, this is interesting because the Calgary Flames played the Carolina Hurricanes last Thursday. Then they went on a road trip to Edmonton and Vancouver. And Vancouver, as you know, now also has four players out with COVID themselves. Now, these are not impactful players. These are more depth players. But the worry was that it would spread to the rest of the team. That is Tucker Poolman, Brad Hunt, Luke Shen, and Juho Lamico. Now, you said just before we started recording this that they were kind of waiting to take off for San Jose because they were almost expecting more cases to be positive. Now, they got the word that all the cases, that everybody that they had was negative. So they took off. They're on their way to San Jose. Hopefully, you know, when they touch down before the game, they won't have any positives, because that is a chance.
Yeah, that was a tense few minutes here, but it looks like everything's okay. I mean, the one thing that does mean, though, like Tucker Poolman, a defensive guy that that we need. So he's been playing around 20 minutes a night, so that means you're going to see way more minutes for Myers and Hughes. Basically, every time a defenseman goes down, Myers and Hughes' minutes go through the roof. They've both been having like 27 to 29 minute games a lot. So I think.
Well, good. I want Hughes on the ice as much as possible.
Yeah, and I'm actually a little bit more interested in Myers as a peripheral stream because of that. He's been playing some crazy minutes, but
okay. So you lucked out on that one. But as I was also saying, it was also the Bruins that they played. They ended up playing the Bruins as well. And both of those were home games. So that means Vancouver and the Bruins were both in the Calgary, you know, they were in Calgary. They were in those locker rooms. And we'll see if anything more comes in, you know, the next day or two. Let's fingers crossed that they don't. Other notable COVIDs: Morgan Frost, Matt Barzal, Devin Toews, who we just talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Also on the COVID list. There goes your hot streak, my man. Sorry about that, Toews.
That sucks. He's playing the best of his career right now.
And he gets smacked with COVID. So we'll see how he comes back from that. And like I said, dude, all the new injury news, they're not injuries. They're all just COVID bullshit. So time for some good news. Do you need some good news in your life? Because I could use some good news. Some good schedules for the weekend.
I'm down for some good schedules.
Who do you like? Who are your main teams that you're looking at for this weekend?
I mean, Boston does have a good schedule, but they don't have their best players now. So that might open up some interesting streaming opportunities for the weekend, because they're basically missing their top line. So they're going to see a lot of their fringe players who are available become available.
Who is going to get to play with David Pastrnak?
It's got to be Taylor Hall. Like, he's got to end up playing with him. I mean, that without Marchand and Bergeron, I think they kind of have to do that. And I don't know who they would have centering that, but I guess, shit, Coyle, I guess. Is that going to be their top line?
Coyle's on my team, and I can't stand Charlie Coyle. He's killing me lately.
Yeah.
And then every time I want to drop him, he scores a goal, and I'm like, ah, fuck. But yeah, no, I definitely agree with Taylor Hall. He's only 66% owned, and he's going to be on that top line with Pastrnak. I can only imagine. He's also definitely going to be on that first line power play. But you know who else I kind of like? Nick Foligno.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, I love Nick Foligno.
Nick Foligno is going to be bumped up, you know, to that second line. And he's also going to be on the first power play unit because someone's got to take the faceoffs. He's only 3% owned. And if he starts getting some points mixed in with all those peripherals that he brings you, I like Nick Foligno.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely like him. He's going to see more minutes. All those guys are going to see more minutes. One guy who I have a question about who also does actually brings as many hits as Foligno does is, it's a dirty word, but Eric Halla. I know, but he shoots and he hits.
I hope Eric Halla doesn't get a single point.
He doesn't get many points. But as a peripheral guy, he is worth a look if you need that kind of stuff. Other than that, I don't know. It's tough times for them. I mean, that's obviously a big hit to take. The only other guy on Boston that I really am into is another peripheral guy in Derek Forbort, who we all know I love very much.
Should have seen that one coming.
Just if you're into hits and blocks, whenever he's got the schedule like this, he's worth a look, but not much of an offensive help at all.
Okay, so you know who I kind of like? And like, I'm worried to say this because we just talked about him with all the COVID bullshit. And same thing with Boston, but I kind of like Carolina. Mm-hmm. Carolina plays on two heavy days and a light day, but they got that back-to-back on Saturday, Sunday. I like Nino Niederreiter. I like Nino Niederreiter. He's only 25% owned. He's been on a tear lately. He really has. With the whole COVID thing going around, he's on that top line now. I expect, you know, Trocheck to be up there too. And Teravainen is very good. He's going to be on the first power play. I know that you're missing Aho and Svetch and all that kind of stuff, but he was never playing with Svetch anyway. He sometimes got up there with Aho, but Trocheck is damn good too, and he's also been on a tear himself. But Trocheck is 73% owned. Niederreiter is very available. Three quarters of leagues he's available.
You know, we've always said about him, he goes in streaks. He tends to have a good month every 2 years. And this looks like it might be it. And with
every
he's gonna
two years.
He does, seriously. Like, he'll have an amazing month and you're like, holy shit, where did this come from? And then it goes away for a really long time. But with these COVID issues going on, there's a really good chance he's going to have better minutes and some better opportunity. So I'd be all over that one. I do also like Slavin right now, who's under 50% owned. He's at 48% now. So he's still available in about half the leagues, but he is a decent pickup if you need a D right now.
Well, you got to think that, I mean, Tony D'Angelo is supposed to be coming back, I believe he's supposed to be coming back for this next game. I think he's...
Oh, is he?
I think so.
Well, when he comes back, then that loses a lot of steam for Slavin for
takes
offense.
Takes a little, you know, wind out of your sails. I'm sorry, yeah. Raj.
That's okay. That's good.
What team you got up next?
L.A. L.A.'s got a couple of games. We got a back-to-back on Saturday and Sunday, and... You know, like it's been said before, the best ability is availability when it comes to streaming, especially weekend streamers. So that's what LA's got going for them, is there's a lot of available good players. I'm always looking to grab Adrian Kempe when he's getting hot. And he's got 3 goals in the last 6 games right now, shooting a bunch, 3 shots a game. He always gives you about a hit a game as well, but he's another one of those guys who tends to go in a couple of week-long swings of playing really well, and he seems to be doing okay right now. And again, 25% owned. He is available in most leagues.
He is really available, and TJ has him, and he definitely scored some goals on me last week when I was playing T. But a guy that I actually have been picking up from Los Angeles lately, because he's available in our home league, 41% available in Yahoo, is Victor Arvidsson.
Yeah.
Victor Arvidsson has been playing well. And you know what Victor Arvidsson does? He shoots. Four times a game he is shooting this year for the year so far. So he has taken tons of shots out there. I love that. I mean, he's 6 goals, 8 assists, not bad for the year. So that's 14 points in 20 games. With as much as he shoots, I like it. I like it. I'm looking for his shooting percentage to come up a little bit, which is going to give you those goals. I think Victor Arvidsson is definitely one of the two answers. I'll give you Adrian Kempe, but I also like Victor Arvidsson.
Yeah, for sure. Both of those guys are have dual eligibility, left and right wing. So that's, I always love that when it comes to streamers, especially on like a back-to-back. It's nice to be able to shift the guys around at different positions when you're trying to maximize things.
Is there anybody else that has those problems? Like, do you not have a problem filling your right wing spots on all your teams? Like, I feel like that is just the, like, by far, not even close, like the hardest spot to fill. Because the gap between what's viable and what's not viable is so fucking just smack right in your face. Like, you don't want to pick up anybody under this fucking shitty line, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm pretty cognizant of that, though. So I tend to have a lot. Like, one thing I always do is draft a lot of multiple eligibility players.
Sometimes that's just not how the draft goes, man. I don't know what to tell you. Sometimes the draft, she's a bitch, you know?
Well, I got Brock Besser on basically every team, so one of my slots is always eaten up.
Of course you did.
Exactly.
Of course you did.
But no, I'm always looking for that in streamers just for that exact reason, is you can shift them around to those different spots. LA's got a couple.
I'm always looking to pick up right wingers. Okay, so I will say I like Los Angeles too. I also like Nashville. Nashville has a back-to-back, but it's on Thursday and Friday, and they play on two off nights. So they play Friday and Sunday. Me likey.
I like it a lot.
And just for TJ, I got to say, I like Philip Tomasino.
Yeah.
I like Philip Tomasino. He has 2 points in his last two games. He's up on that top line right now, and he is 1% owned. 1%.
He's available.
He could almost not be more available.
Oh, he just went into COVID protocol.
What?
So?
What? When?
Today?
I just wrote all this.
Philip, as of today, it says...
Jesus, do I gotta refresh this? COVID. I just looked at all this. This is all brand new. What in the world?
He's got
no.
A little... Yeah, man. Everybody's going
no.
Down.
Wow, a lot of people. Okay, hey, wait. So what, 5 players from Nashville are out?
Ben Harper.
Man, with COVID.
Granlund.
Add Trevor Lewis and Johnny Gaudreau to Calgary. This happened all since like 5 o'clock when I did notes. This all happened from a couple hours ago, huh?
Yeah.
Markstrom, Evgeny Kuznetsov, Sam Bennett, Radko Gudas, Carter Verhaeghe, Brandon Montour, all out with COVID. What in the fucking world? That's like half my team right there.
Oh my God. Yeah, this is getting... It's getting a little crazy.
Well, this is unpleasant. This is unpleasant, Raj. This just totally changed my, you know, mood. That really took some wind out of my sails. Because I'm telling you, I just wrote all these notes. And out of nowhere, there's all these extra guys on there. Wow. Ain't that about a bitch. So, there might be a lot of games that are going to be postponed really soon. Don't pick up Philip Tomasino because he's not going to play until after Christmas.
Yeah, you're going to need Jesus. To be you're going to need to be checking the updates basically half an hour before the games start because
oh my God.
This is starting
right,
to
Raj,
get out of hand.
Is there anybody else? This totally just I don't know. This took it out of me. Is there anybody else you like from Nashville? I know the answer. So I'm just waiting for it. Because now that's the only answer, because Philip Tomasino is out with COVID.
The only one left. Yeah, my man, Mr. Mustache, Eli Tolvanen.
Eli Tolvanen, 25% owned.
Yep, 25%. He went on a four-game goal-scoring streak there, which ended, but he also gets you the hits.
Four games with goals is not bad.
It's not too bad.
It's going to end sometime.
Yeah, he's another one of those streaky types, so he's worth taking a look at. He shoots basically three times a game, and he hits a lot, like two, three, four times on most nights. So, and he gets a couple blocks here and there as well, so I always love Tolvanen.
He's dual-eligible, too.
Exactly.
Also dual-eligible.
Yeah, when he's playing well, he's great, but he is definitely a guy who goes ice cold when he goes cold. So definitely only give him a couple of games off before you drop him if you do pick him up, because he has a wide swing.
Okay, I'm just going to move us quickly through this next one just because they are worth bringing up. We just talked about him last time. But Ottawa, they play on two heavy days. They do have a back-to-back Saturday, Sunday. The guys there are Josh Norris and they're bringing Drake Batherson. Both are somehow, like, you know, more available than they rightfully should be. Batherson is more highly owned at 77%, but he's also bringing hits and all that sort of extra bullshit. Like, why is he only 77% owned? And Josh Norris, only 59% owned. So go out, please. Go out and take a look. If they're available, please pick them up. There's no reason they should not be holds. How are they not holds?
Oh, they have
like a seven-person team or something like that. Like, what in the world's going on?
Absolutely, are I'm still sticking up for Stützle as well. Right now, he's on a.
You know, I like Stutz, but Josh Norris and Batherson are the top two dogs.
Oh, for sure. I don't even know why they're available. To be honest, like, both of those guys should be on a team. Stützle is very available if you need a center left wing. He's more streaky, whereas I think Norris and definitely Batherson should just be like he's a definite hold, an absolute definite hold.
Batherson is like a top three, top five right winger this year. All right, last up, I like Vegas. They also have a back-to-back on Thursday and Friday and also play on two off nights.
Yeah, I've been having a weird feeling about Vegas lately. It's another team we talked about last episode as well, where they've been shooting a ton. Pacioretty's just been going insane. Their goalies have been struggling a bit. But offensively, their big guns have been absolutely shining of late. Should we talk about Chandlo again?
I feel like we almost have to.
More than happy to keep talking about Chandlo.
I mean, I feel like he's the one that's been, you know, really feeding off of all this extra stuff that Mark Stone and Max Pacioretty are getting. You know, Max Pacioretty and Mark Stone are both on 9-game point streaks right now.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them, and that's since Mark Stone came back. He hasn't not scored a point since he came back from injury.
Yeah.
In that span, Chandler Stephenson has scored 4 goals and 9 assists. In that little span, the only reason he's not on the point streak is he mixed in one game in there where he didn't have a point.
Yeah, well, he has 9 points in his last 6, and he's speaking of who should be owned. He's only 71% owned. I think he's proven himself at this point. Yeah, he was doing it without the big guns. He was doing it on his own basically, and now that they're back, he's doing it even more. Like, he was about a point per game, just shy of a point per game without those guys, and now that they're back, he's over a point per game. If you can get him, get him. I mean, if you've listened to this show before, like, why the fuck don't you have him already? We've mentioned him every episode this year, and he's 71%. Go get him if you can. Playing 19 minutes a night, too.
It's good. I got another question for you. Why is it that William Karlsson never fucking shoots a freaking puck? Why does that true?
He is definitely taking a hit.
How is he even 31% owned?
Been surpassed by the machine that is Chandler Stephenson.
For good reason.
Yeah.
All right, so those are the teams that we liked, and That was Boston, Carolina, Los Angeles, Nashville, Ottawa, and Vegas. They all have three games. Some of them play on off nights, you know, have two of them, which are the nice ones. And there's one other person that I want to bring up. It has nothing to do with, you know, the schedule they have this weekend or any of that. But it's just a guy that I really think that, you know, needs to be on your team. And I'll give it to TJ. I'll leave a little crow on this one. And I even picked him up myself. And I'm not dropping him right now because I want to see this thing through a little bit. That's Andre Kasha.
Gross.
I think that Andre Kasha over the weekend could be huge. They play Vancouver and Seattle. They have a back-to-back. They play Seattle on Sunday. He's only 26% owned. He has 7 points in his last five games, and he's going to stay in that top six at the very least until Marner gets back. And honestly, he's kind of making a case for himself to stay there even when Marner does come back. He's also getting top power play right now, which is huge. I think that Andre Kasha is a guy to pick up for the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. And in all honesty, I think he is a hold. As long as he's on that Austin Matthews line, he is a hold for me.
For sure. I mean, Matthews is just ridiculous for quite a while now. But the last 2 to 3 weeks, he's really been showing up, and Kasha's been reaping the rewards. Like, what does he have? I think he's got 6 points in his last five games, maybe 7 points in his last five games, shooting 3-4 times a game. Absolutely like him.
I know. I love that. I was going to say, like, that's the whole thing. You're on a line with Matthews and you're still shooting.
Dude, exactly, 17 right?
shots in his 17 shots in his last five games.
That's crazy. I mean, the only thing just to keep an eye on is that the Vancouver game actually happens. And that's just got, I mean, you could say that about any game at this point.
I mean, yeah, I was just going to say that.
Seems like we're in the clear in Vancouver, so it should be okay. But just keep an eye on all games at this point. Like, from when we were doing research early in the day to now, there's like 15 new cases. So yeah, I mean, that could be said at any time. But yeah, Kasha, I think it's gross, but he's absolutely worth owning right now. Like, absolutely.
And I picked him up myself.
Yeah, he shot up 21% in the last day on Yahoo, so get on it now because we're not the only ones who know about him, apparently.
All right, so, Raj, I think we should probably bring up some zero-G options here. There are a lot of back-to-backs this weekend. I have a couple here. I don't know if you have anything to add. My favorite one is Jeremy Swayman. Jeremy Swayman is my number one just because I really like Jeremy Swayman. Like, I legit think that he is a good goalie, and I legit think that he is the goalie of the future, or hope so, in Boston. He's supposed to be playing Sunday against Ottawa. What do you think about Jeremy Swayman?
I've been a fan of his since before he was in the league, actually. He's one of the few guys I knew about. You know, I'm not a huge prospect guy, but I knew about him, and I've been a fan of his, so absolutely. And I mean, if he doesn't get the Ottawa game, he gets the Montreal game, so it's not a very risky proposition either way. Although Ottawa has been scoring, but I just think Boston's better than that. But having said that, now they got the COVID, so maybe, I don't know. That's and just got more interesting as the days unfolded here. But
I know we did this whole episode could be null and void by the time any of this freaking happens, which is just the worst.
Yeah, but I still would go for it. Boston's still Boston, and Swayman is just a great goalie. So I would still feel comfortable doing that.
Okay, next up, this one's a little spicy. Like Alex Nedeljkovic. We got Ned up. He's playing against his former team, an eviscerated Hurricane squad, because they have, you know, friggin' nobody. Half their defense is out. I like a win here against Carolina. I like Detroit in this game just straight up.
Dude, I'm in. I'm in for that, actually. Yeah, like you said, Carolina's kind of fucked. I believe they're on the road, right? Detroit's at home, so they're traveling. They're missing half of their team. Pretty important parts of their team. Yeah. And Detroit, we gotta, you know, remember that this isn't even Detroit of last year. Detroit's a real team now. Like, they're not, they're not total garbage. And if there's one thing they can really do is they can score too. So yeah, I would take Ned, especially if it's a win you're after.
Last up, I got Peter Mrazek. He's playing against Seattle or is scheduled to do so on Sunday. Now, the only thing you got to be worried about is, in all honesty, you know, Seattle does have the ability to score points. Like, they have multiple games in the last, you know, 5 to 10 games where they have scored 4+ points a game. I like both matchups for Toronto here. I think that their offense is better than the Seattle defense, and I think that Toronto's defense is better than Seattle's offense. I like Peter Mrazek also to get a win on Sunday. I think that's that might be a slam dunk.
Yeah, I'd have to agree there as well. And Toronto is in Vancouver the night before, so the travel there is nothing, right? That's like a 3-hour drive. It's nothing, so it's not a big road day for them. And Seattle, they're awful.
Is there any other goalie options you like? Because I think I came up with three pretty good ones.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking through right now, looking through Zero Gar, just seeing if there's any back-to-backs that really thrill me here. But like the ones that I would, you know, maybe look at. Well, Carolina's got the back-to-back against LA and then Nashville on the weekend. I don't know. Yeah, Carolina's too much of a mess right now for me to be risking.
Are you so sure of your team that you'll pick up a Yaroslav Halak if he plays this weekend? He might play Arizona.
Against Arizona, I would take myself. Yeah. I would, but Halak, he came through in the end last night, but it was real shaky ground when we, you know, for the first 40 minutes.
Well, I can't imagine that they would put him out there against Toronto. They're going to have to put Demko out there against Toronto. And if he can't play against Arizona, then Demko is going to have to play both games of the back-to-back.
No, Halak will play. And it's Halak. I mean, he's not bad. He's a real goalie. It's just he plays so infrequently here. Like when he was in Boston and they were such a good tandem, even when he was the backup, he played a lot. Whereas here he's playing like, you know, once every 10 games or something. So I think that makes it a lot harder on him. And you really saw it last night. But you can throw all that out the window because it's fucking Arizona. So, yeah, I would definitely take Halak there as well.
All right. So I think that just about does it for the weekend preview. I hope that we, you know, helped you guys set yourselves up for a win coming up at the end of this week. I know I'm trying to do so. I even told you about some moves I personally made myself, people that I am interested in picking up. And that's what I do. I'm picking them up myself. I'm glad I did pick up Tomasino. Shit, that one kind of threw me for a loop, man.
Of everything we've said, that's probably the most important thing. Again, we hoped this kind of shit wouldn't have to be an issue anymore. But if you wanna win, you really, really got to keep an eye on the, whether it's on Twitter or NHL.com or something. But like check around 3:30 before the games get underway, or keep an eye on Yahoo or something, because these COVID cases are getting ridiculous.
I would literally, what I do, just have a tab on your phone open to Puckpedia and just refresh throughout the day. Go on, look and see if there's anybody new, because it's really going to start to make a difference. Like, really going to start to make a difference. It already has. All right, that is curtain for us. You can find us at FHF Hockey. That's for our Twitter. Like I said before, join the Discord. TJ, we miss you. Everybody else, love yous.
Love you. Nuggets.